With the troop drawdown in Iraq and warfighters returning home from Afghanistan, many veterans, some disabled, are preparing to re-enter the workforce. The administration has made it a priority to find jobs for these returning vets, and it's up to federal managers and supervisors to find a place for them in their offices. Andrew Goodrich is a ranger in the Park Service's Law Enforcement, Security, and Emergency Services office. He's been back on the job after being treated for severe injuries he received following a tour of duty in Iraq. He sees many challenges ahead for federal managers as they prepare for the wave of vets looking for jobs.
Veterans are facing a 28% unemployment rate. That's double the national average, and it's probably going to get higher as the defense budget has been altered and people are starting to leave the military and with the drawdown of OIF and all that. So I hope that doesn't go up. But I would suggest for a hiring manager or a supervisor is, this is a younger generation that's coming back from two different wars and two different battlefronts, and it's a generation unto itself. It's unlike anything anyone's probably ever seen.
When considering a veteran for a job, Goodrich says managers should be sensitive, but focus on what skills the vet can bring to the office.
When you talk to a veteran, and you're, especially if you're in the process of trying to hire one, I would definitely stay away from topics like, where were you injured? How were you injured? How many Purple Hearts do you have? Questions that are really not relevant to the experience that you're going to hire them or bring them on board for. When you ask a veteran to talk about their story, you're really asking that person to relive some of the most horrible moments they've had in their life. It's just, for lack of better terms, it's really rude and inappropriate.
The extra effort a manager makes when considering hiring a vet may have a big payoff, Goodrich says. They bring skills and experience not always found in a candidate from the private sector.
You're getting someone who is very disciplined and who is very motivated, is very hardworking. I don't think you could, be in the military and go through the training that you've gone through and then consider yourself to be lazy. So I don't think you'll find any much apathy and a veteran if you're looking to hire one.
Goodrich is a wounded warrior, and he's transitioned to a civilian job with the help of others, including his service dog Charity. Federal managers looking to fill a vacancy with a wounded vet need to consider what accommodations they can provide to ease the potential hire back into office life.
A large number of veterans are wounded warriors who are going to come back with certain injuries, and some of them are going to have service dogs, some of them are going to have wheelchairs, some of them are going to have prosthetic legs or arms. Some of them are going to be blind, some of them are going to be deaf. So, there's a wide range of disabilities that are unfortunately encompassed with some of the veterans that are returning home. And one of the best things that you could prepare yourself is to understand the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA laws, and figure out what reasonable accommodations you can make for any wounded warrior or veteran that you want to bring on board. Because it would definitely make all the difference in the world, and it'll show them that you know what's going on, and you're there to help as a manager and as a leader. I think that would bode very well for you, for any veteran or wounded warrior that you bring onto your staff.
Managers looking to hire vets and vets looking for a job can head on down to the Washington, D.C. Convention Center today. VA for Vets is hosting a veteran career and expo fair from 7 in the morning to 7 this afternoon, this evening.